This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Recently, I was asked to speak on the theme, Standing at the Crossroads. All of us stand at crossroads from time to time. Sometimes crossroads spell opportunity, at other times, danger. Sometimes there is uncertainty or confusion. It is always good to stop and look around, check things out, seek God's guidance, be still and listen to see what God might say. Actually, that's what you should do when you come across an impact statement like Jeremiah 6:16. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. When meditating on an impact statement that has captured your imagination, it is good to keep three contexts in mind. First, the background or big picture, historical context. Then the immediate context in which the impact statement is found. Finally, recognize the context you bring to your understanding of what is said. Ignoring any one or two of these contexts will give you a distorted picture of what God said as it relates to your life. Jeremiah prophesied toward the end of the kingdom of Judah until they were destroyed by Babylon's armies. He faithfully warned the nation of impending destruction if they did not repent of their sins. God would have to judge them. His message, though one of doom, had the message of grace and hope embedded in it. In fact, the impact statement we are studying captures this theme. Unfortunately, the people would turn a deaf ear and stubbornly go their own way down the road to destruction. Don't follow their example.